And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials are reacting to a joint statement on Tuesday by China and Russia on the war in Ukraine from Moscow, where Chinese President Xi Jinping held talks with his host, Russian President Vladimir Putin. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House on Tuesday said there is nothing from the talks and agreement between the Chinese and Russian leaders that gives hope the war in Ukraine is going to end anytime soon.
They should urge President Putin to cease bombing cities, hospitals, and schools, to stop the war crimes and the atrocities, and end the war today.
Kirby added that while China should not be considered a neutral party, the United States has seen no indication the Chinese are poised to provide the Russians with lethal weapons. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Japan's Fumio Kishida met President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday during a rare unannounced visit by a Japanese leader that underscored Tokyo's emphatic support for Ukraine and its fight against Russia's invasion. The U.S. will speed up delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After months of Ukraine pressing for the heavily armored and armed tanks, the Pentagon announced in January it would send a newer variant of the Abrams. But that would have taken a while. Now officials have decided to send a refurbished older model Abrams.
This is about getting this important combat capability into the hands of the Ukrainians sooner rather than later.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they can come from existing army stocks and will be easier for Ukrainian forces to learn how to both use and maintain them. Sagar Magani, Washington.